Dean, how much did you like seeing the temperature kind of turned up early? These day games can be kind of weird, especially if your teams don't play a lot of them. Did you like that?
Yeah, I guess your point could be sleepy, but yeah, it was, the intensity was it was there real early, obviously, and it's not a bad thing.
That Fantilli shift, hit on one end, goal on the other, is that sort of like his scouting report just come to life?
Yeah, I think that's what we've seen this year, right? I mean, he clearly has a skill set to end a shift like that, but what he's committed to is playing defense. And he didn't seek the guy out and hit him. He actually like dislodges the puck first, makes a good play defensively, and then prepares himself for a collision. That's all he did. He wasn't like, it's a different story if, you know, he had the puck and he's skating and Fantilli's seeking him out and hits him. He makes a good defensive play, prepares himself, big, strong, physical, and then obviously goes and scores. So, yeah, but that's what we've seen. His development isn't offensively necessarily, because he's always been offensive. His development has been all around. And, yeah, that shift, he did an all-around hockey play.
Jet gets his first NHL shutout, but just how pleased were you not only with him but your overall team defense?
Yeah, we gave up a bit early that he had to make some big saves, especially after it was 2-0. We were a little concerned that, you know, maybe we were thinking offense and he was there to stop that, you know, in order for us to gather ourselves and figure out that, you know, we're not, this isn't, again, a point night. It's, you know, 2-point night. But he held us there until we got to that point.
Have you ever seen a play like the Barankov play when he was out on the ice like that? And what was your view? What were you told?
Well, we got an accountability meeting with the coaching staff tonight or tomorrow morning. But ultimately, it's on me. I keep telling you guys, Ronnie speaks better English than he, you know, but apparently he doesn't speak well enough to know that the ref said that you have 10-minute misconduct and you can't play anymore. And so, but it's on us. We have to, you know, communicate that. We have to know that. We'll take accountability as a coaching staff.
It looked like you were PO'd during that. Your players were having a great time with it. Are you grateful that something like that happens in a 6-0 game and you can kind of joke about it a little bit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Like if we're in a tight spot and they get a power play, you know, then it is on us, right? And that's why I'm saying it's us, it's our accountability. We have to be better in that situation. So, sure, is it, you know, obviously better that it happened in that situation and or they didn't score on the ensuing power play, for sure. But, you know, as we've talked about a lot, we have to learn from our mistakes and get better. And like I said, we'll have our accountability meeting in the morning.
Do you expect any carryover into tomorrow's game with the chippiness and physicalness?
Hope so. Yeah, hope so. I hope. I mean, not that you want. I guess I hope the intensity level is there, right? Because that's what we need. We need to play the game the right way. Do we need to play chippy? Do we need to play, you know, undisciplined? No. Do we need to have an edge? Do we need to have some bite? Are we desperate? Do we know where we're at? Yeah, we need that tomorrow night. So hopefully that happens because of what we do, not necessarily what or because of something that happens in the game.
I was just going to mention, you said the other day that you wanted the team to play with a little bit more edge and a little bit more bite and maybe more confidence. And I guess maybe confidence is a funny thing, but have you seen the team kind of embrace that? Has it helped you guys these last couple of games? Just feeling like you're going out there and playing confident hockey and getting results because of it.
Yeah, when you don't have success, and I think we're talking about when we didn't score a goal for two games, you don't think things are going to be positive, right? So it's not as easy to play with that, you know, confidence or that edge that you need to play in order to give yourself a better chance to have success. So, as we've talked about, we were playing, you know, well. It's just we didn't have the results at the end of it. But we need to play with that bite, obviously, every night. Forget about the rest of the way here.
Dean, how much energy has Chet Greaves brought to this? And can you go back to him tomorrow, which I think would be 4 and 5 for him?
It would be possible, yeah. And a lot. A lot of calmness, a lot of confidence, if you want to use that. He's played very well. Thank you.
Thanks. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock.